The rapper known as Lil Wayne recently pleaded guilty to attempted gun possession. He now joins the long list of rappers with criminal records. Youth Radio's King Anya Howell has followed Lil Wayne's career for years, and he considers the rapper's guilty plea a call to action.
If you listen to Lil Wayne's music, you'd believe he was campaigning for a prison conviction, and he got elected. What do fans say? MTV says fans think Lil Wayne's time behind bars won't hurt his career. Of course not. It's the fans themselves that encourage these federally funded vacations. It seems rappers who rhyme about the streets and criminal activity feel the need to have prison sentences on their rap resume. Think 50 Cent to T.I., Beanie Siegel to Gucci Mane. It's as though rappers are interviewing for the position of realist in rap. And fans make the choice. And they're less impressed by a rapper's ability to simply recite provocative rhymes. Oh, it says here you spent 3 years in San Quentin Correctional Facility for a weapons possession. Welcome aboard. Then, when artists are thrown in jail, for whatever reason, guilty or not, some fans architect these insane Free MC Thus and Such campaigns. In 2001, Bad Boy Records rapper Shine was sentenced to 10 years in prison for firing a gun inside of a crowded nightclub. Almost immediately, the Free Shine movement began. People wore Free Shine t-shirts in videos, photo shoots, and award shows. Now that Shine is free, the countdown has begun to his next album release. I agree, some rappers have spent time in prison for questionable charges and do need the support of the rap community. But I do have a big problem with just instantly making any old rapper out to be a political prisoner. It's time to remove these mandatory requirements from a rapper's resume. We need to stop encouraging and validating lawlessness. Stop buying the albums. And as far as rappers excusing themselves as musical actors of sorts, just playing characters, I'm calling cut. The role of cocaine kilogram distributing, crack rock cooking, trigger squeezing, prostitute pimping, misunderstood poet has been filled several times over. So as others prepare to start screaming, Free Lil Wayne, I'm going to start the movement to Free Lil Wayne's Mind.
King Anya Howell's story was produced by Youth Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.